producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you uneducated idiots that might be listening to the Sons of Liberty today, we do appreciate you tuning into the radio show today. And the reason I say that, folks, is because there's a lot of ignorant people in this country today. And that's one of the things that we're going to highlight today. We're going to actually talk about when the government kills. Again, friends, let me say that clearly. When the government kills, it doesn't make it legal because they do the shooting, friends. And we're going to be going out to Oregon, and we're going to be talking about Lavoie Finicum and actually who did the killing. And we're also going to jump over to Ruby Ridge, Randy Weaver's incident with the government, and we're also going to jump over to Waco. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay to your candor the facts, friends, as to what took place there. And of course, the state-controlled media didn't want to share it with you. Or if they did share anything with you, they always put in a twisted form so it works for those that they work for. And we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. So if you'd like to check in, folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Friends, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next 2 hours here at sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. And folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why. And folks, I also want to let you know that we're turning talk radio into do radio because for the last 20 years, we have been doing those things that we have been talking. We're walking out our faith so the world can see the Christ. Enough said. Folks, we have much to cover. We're going to talk about when the government kills. And for those that think that that is just so outlandish, why don't you talk to Mussolini about that? Why don't you talk to Mao Zedong about that? Why don't you talk to Pol Pot or Idi Amin, folks? Why don't you talk to Adolf Hitler about that or Joseph Stalin, folks? Because you need to understand that the state is responsible for killing more people in the history of mankind than any other group of people. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to find out, do cross-check me. Read the Bible. Study the past the way that our forefathers told us to study the past. And folks, learn from the history so the history doesn't repeat itself, which we are beginning to see on a daily basis in this country. When the government kills. Folks, that's what we're going to be talking about. Folks, I want you to take note as well that it is these people, these liberals, as you might call them, or these leftists or these socialists, you know who they are, folks, the lawless. It's these people that are put into a place of position to represent we the people that are talking of disarming the American people. Yet these are the same people that are using hired killers to do their killing for them, all in the name of government. And again, if you think I'm out there on this one, friends, keep in mind, these are the ones that are trying to disarm you Because, you know, they're sick and tired of all this violence. Keep in mind, friends, these are the ones that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb to the equivalent to 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day, even going so far as to sell their body parts, and they get away with it. So much so that, friends, those that have actually exposed Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts, they're now being indicted by this government for exposing the crimes of the government. You want the definition of tyranny? You have it right there. You want the definition of totalitarianism, friends? You have it right there. What, when the government does it, it's business? And yet when we, the citizens, or the constituents do it, then it's a crime because they don't agree with it, or they don't get to put their hands in your pocket concerning what you're doing? Come on, America, we need to stand up and think. Furthermore, this government is a reflection of who we are, because we are the government in this country. Are you going to tolerate crime in your government for another year, friends? Because things aren't getting better, they're getting worse. And the American people, for some reason or other, are adding strength to tyranny by tolerating the crimes of those that are doing and committing the crimes against we the people. And it's time that we wake up. Folks, what I'm going to do today, we're going to be talking about the killing of Lavoie Finicum. And yes, friends, you heard me rightly. The killing, the ambush, the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go over and I'm going to play an extended version of some audio of an eyewitness that was there inside of the truck with Lavoie to tell you exactly what the state-controlled media will not tell you. And what is that? It's called the truth. And as I said, friends, what we're going to do later on is I'm going to show you, as we go over to Ruby Ridge, as we go over to Waco, exactly who is responsible for doing the killing. Who is responsible for committing the crimes? For all you brainwashed individuals that are listening today, you might want to stay tuned in. Because we need to set the record straight that this kind of stuff doesn't happen just by chance. They need these incidents to take place to basically put fear in the people to submit to corruption at will. Folks, and I want to say this, by submitting to this is to submit to that which is foreign to the American Constitution. Again, keep in mind, friends, we are the government. Those that work for we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. And we have not given them the right to kill. We have not given them the right to lie. We have not given them the right to steal. And America, until we put our foot down, nothing's going to change. That is my message. Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the enemy. And what did David pray? Lord, it's time for you to work, for they have made void thy law. And the very habitation, my friends, is a judge. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burneth up his enemies round about. Folks, let me say it this way. Either you be killing sin, lawlessness, or lawlessness be killing you. That is the history of mankind right there. That is the history of mankind. And folks, what I want to talk about too is I just caught this yesterday. For those that do not know the reason that the militia is in Oregon, I'm about ready to pull that curtain back so you can understand that there are those that are to represent we the people that are actually selling the land from underneath the feet of those ranchers that are doing their best to expose the corruption in government. And guess who's behind it, friends? You're going to have to stay tuned. I'll get to that in just a couple moments. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Put your belt on, friends. We're going for a ride.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Want to tell you, you can jump over on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, as well on Facebook. If you'd like to jump over on my Twitter account, you can do that. It is Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. Folks, we're talking about when the government kills. What is the history of mankind? Who's responsible for mass murder? Folks, if you want to understand what it looks like when the state kills, why don't you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and you can actually watch the video of your government ambushing Lavoie Finicum. You can watch him ambush him. Folks, as I watched the drone video, it's interesting they marked every step that they took of the American federal government along with some local sheriff thugs who lie and kill, for them that lie and kill, ambush and murder an unarmed Lavoie Finicum for standing up for his rights. They were on their way, friends, to talk to an individual that would actually listen to their grievances. Folks, I couldn't go without equating to what I seen to that of Christ in many ways. And I want you to understand the parallel. When they crucified the Christ, they didn't do it before the people, because if they would have did it before the people would have knew the facts. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Luke 22:52-53, it says, "Then Jesus said to the chief priests," and this is when he was being delivered up, friends. "Then Jesus said to the chief priests and the captains of the temple and the elders which were come to him, be ye come out against a thief?" Jesus was saying, are you coming out in this fashion against someone that has stolen something? And furthermore, you coming out with swords and staves. Jesus said, when I was daily with you in the temple, you stretched forth no hands against me. You didn't do this in front of the people. Why are you doing it this way at night and illegally? But he goes on, he said, this is your hour and the power of darkness. Folks, it's the same thing they did with the protesters out in Oregon. That we're magnifying the laws of the Constitutional Republic in which we have Article 4, Section 4. They were trying to make it known to the authorities that they voted in that they were being violated. That there are those politicians that are actually land-grabbing right now. And we want the American people to know what's going on. But the state-controlled narrative has never even blurted forth a peep for the American people to understand what's going on out there in Oregon. No! Because they don't want you to know what's going on out there in Oregon. Shame on the American people for having the audacity to turn on the state-controlled narrative, who is bought and paid for from A to Z, from start to finish, controlled by the CIA. I didn't tell you that. Those that work within the media have told you that over and over and over and over again. Hey, folks, if they had a problem with these militiamen, Lavoie Finicum, namely, who they shot down for the world to see, out in the middle of the highway where no one was at, what didn't they do in front of the people? Because they couldn't justify it in front of the people. That's why. Hey, folks, not only have these protesters that have been violated over and over again by this mob in which you call government in Oregon, which again is foreign to American government, but they have been refused to be heard over and over and over again by those that have been entrusted by we the people. When you go to Amendment 1, it says, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble. They have never one time shown unlawful aggression, not once. Amendment 1, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Oh, folks, I can just feel it bubbling up right now. Just wait until you understand and you have full scope of the picture that has not been shown unto you. To petition the government for redress of grievances is the right that God has bestowed upon us to make a complaint to or seek the assistance of one's government without fear of punishment or of reprisals. It didn't say anything about being gunned down by your own people. I mean, you'd think that these people had more of a care concerning domestic terrorists than they did their own people that were actually magnifying the laws of the Constitution. And it shows you what side those in Oregon are on. And it's not on this side of the American people in any sense of the word. But again, apparently the American people are at ease knowing that the state-controlled narrative is good enough for them. And if that wasn't the case, I started to pay attention to some of the comments from the conservatives of America. Oh, they had no right going down there. They had no business going down there in the first place. They didn't? Why would you say something like that? They have every right in the world. This land is your land. This land is my land. Why would you say something so foolish as to say that they had no right to be there in the first place? Do you know the whole picture or do you know it in part? You know it in part. So therefore, do yourself a favor, sit down, shut your pie hole and open up your ears and understand they were doing the right thing. And they are doing the right thing. Hey, folks, eyewitnesses refute official story. Here we go. Lavoie Finicum's hands were up. You can watch it on video, sonsoflibertymedia.com. His hands were up, which you can see on the video as the truck carrying the woman and the women inside of the vehicle was riddled literally by these snipers that were up in the trees waiting for the protesters to meet them at the roadblock. Snipers in the trees, friends. That's called an ambush. They were given the order by the Democratic governor in Oregon to bring swift action, to bring this to an end, because they don't want the American people to know that what's happening as the government officials are actually selling off land to foreign enemies because of the uranium ore. There's the second part of the picture that you've never had, America. Folks, his hands were up. You can see it on the video. The truck carrying women was riddled by these murderers over 120 times. They shot on for 5 to 10 minutes at unarmed individuals that were surrendering. For what reason they were surrendering? They had no reason to surrender. Even when he showed his hands outside of the window, they began to shoot at him, friends. Your government began to shoot at him with his hands outside of the window. Well, after they shot at the truck over 120 times, as well as with tear gas, with snipers in the trees, they continued to shoot at Lavoie's dead body. Keep in mind, friends, Lavoie was not attended to for 10 minutes after he was shot in the face and shot several times by these murderers. And again, friends, keep in mind, they just wanted someone to listen to their grievances, and they weren't getting that attention. The state-controlled narrative was to make them out to be a bunch of militia lunatics. America, I want to let you know something. You're the militia. Hey, folks, if the American people feel that this will go away without dealing with them that commit such crimes, you're sadly mistaken. And I want to let you know, when I get over to Ruby Ridge in Waco, you'll find out that they're actually promoted for killing Americans. They're promoted. They're actually promoted. I'm going to bring forth and interject this into... what's a little hint is really what it is to where I'm bringing it next. But what I want to do is I want to play this for you because I caught this yesterday. You know, I was paying attention to how the Republicans keep handing over the Democratic ticket over to Hillary Clinton when, in fact, Hillary Clinton is not winning. Bernie Sanders is actually winning. The communist. And isn't it interesting the state-controlled narrative is to set Bernie out in the front of the people? He has no lawful standing in America, friends. He's a communist. What he stands for is antithetical to the Constitution of the United States. Why is the state-controlled narrative giving him so much airtime? Because they want to dummy you down? Exactly. They want you to think that this is freedom of speech? Exactly. No, it's treason. It's called fraternizing with the enemy, friends. And that's exactly what he's doing. But keep in mind, the state-controlled narrative is bought and paid for. You already knew that, though. Folks, when we come back... speaking of the corrupt in government, I'm going to bring this together, but I'm going to interject this next piece into what I'm going to paint the whole picture with in one broad stroke. But first things first. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you think you may be angry now, oh, just wait. We'll be right back.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation Defender from Reputation.com can help you protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation Defender right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I want to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Network on Saturdays 2 to 4, and the number two show during the week. Not doing too bad, and I know why people listen, friends. They want the truth. They're tired of the diluted truth. They're sick and tired of being sick and tired, and that's exactly why we are here today, friends. We want answers. We want resolve. And the way to do that, friends, is actually to obey the living God and bring forth justice and judgment, friends, because that's exactly what we need. Psalm 97, Psalm 89. Real quick, we got Rod calling from Michigan. How are you, my friend? Thank you for calling in.
Bradley, how are you, my brother?
Well, I'm in the heat of the moment right now, Rod, and I'm really, let's put it this way, youth talk. I'm very angry. I'm very jacked about what's going on in Oregon, and I'm very jacked and I'm very angry with the conservatives today for not even giving it any airtime. And if they do, what they're doing is they're pouncing on those that are actually standing up and fighting for their constitutional rights. That's what I'm angry about right now, and I'm very angry that Lavoie Finicum was shot down by his own government, that he was ambushed by his own government. In the middle of a road, out in the middle of nowhere in Oregon. That's how I feel right now, my friend. How are you?
Bradley, I'm going to just, before I get rattling here, and I'm going to rattle on, first of all, I want to thank you at the bottom of my heart for your stance, your unwavering stance. You are a man of God who stands up and says it how it is, regardless of popularity. But I appreciate you, brother, more than you know. Bradley.
Thank you, sir.
I... following this this deal for quite some time, and I don't know all the facts to the T, but I do know a lot of what's going on. Even spoke with the Bundys before. But what troubles me the most is the cowardness of this nation. The so-called men in this country have become lukewarm pink panty prostitutes. We have got a nation of cowards. And if any of you people dare lambast my brother Bradley for what truth he's telling you today, shame on you. Bradley, I'm very concerned that if we could get an army of God and go over there and wipe these federal agents, these sons of Goliath, out, that would be God's will. We have got a problem in this country, and I don't know what to do. You can pray about it all you want, but I don't know what to do and what action to take anymore. We have our brothers and I say our sisters over there in Oregon that have stood up, and even by so-called Christian talk show shows all across this country, not all of them, but for the most part, they have been lambasted. And I'm sick and tired of it, Bradley. I don't know what to do. Give me some ideas.
Well, here it is. Let me take it off air because I want to keep rolling here, Rod. And again, I appreciate your phone call and I appreciate your time, my friends. Okay. Thank you very much. Folks, there's a process. What we need is we need justice. Justice and judgment. Judgment is the guardian of our liberties. It says it right on the back of the Supreme Court chambers on the outside of the building. Justice is the guardian of liberty. What we need is we need justice. We need to deal with this lawfully and we need to deal with this as big boys and girls to show those that commit such crimes that there is lawful consequence. So therefore, that's the process. We want to do everything lawfully every step of the way. And that's exactly what I want to see happen. I want to set the message that crime will not be tolerated, not just by the constituents, but also those that represent we the people that think that they're above the law. Friends, they feel that they have some congressional immunity to go ahead and do what they will at will to whosoever they want to. And folks, they do not have immunity from committing crimes regardless of who they are, not even the President of the United States of America. So therefore, I believe that's what Rod is saying. We want justice. And folks, justice is what we need, but we need to know first what the law says. We know that the law stands on the side of those that are standing up against corruption in government. Common sense comes into play here. A little child will understand what I'm saying right now. There's those that are right, and there's those that are wrong. Folks, those that are standing up against the corruptions in Oregon are right. They're magnifying the laws of the Constitution, as I said earlier. And what I believe I'm hearing from Rod right now is the fact that the American people are willing to let someone else do their dying for them, and they're sacrificing for them so they can remain free to do that which the law does not permit. Folks, what this is about right now is the remaining in a free land that God has bestowed upon us. And folks, what took place in Oregon over there, friends, is crime. And I'm going to continuously bring you line upon line, precept upon precept as to what I'm talking about. And then at the end of the show, you can decide. I'm just laying out the facts for you, friends. And the reason that I'm so worked up about what's going on is because I have them all in front of me right now. But the American people, as Rod said, should know better. They should know their founding documents, but they don't. They're not even giving it a moment of their time to know the facts. They're just taking what the state-controlled media is throwing at them as truth. When in fact, folks, how many times have the American people complained about the lying media day after day, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year? These people don't know how to tell the truth. They're doing what they're told. It's not journalism. It's dictation. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And that's exactly what's going on in Oregon. And those that are awake, which there's many on a grassroots level across the country, they're sick and tired of corruption in their government, just like you are, or at least you say that you're sick and tired of it. But there's a difference between those that are talking about it, and there's a difference between those that are doing something about it. Folks, as I shared yesterday on the radio show, I'm tired of violence, and so are these militia men. And keep in mind, America, you are the militia. These men were the ones that were actually on the cutting edge dealing with the corruption, trying to get the information out to the American people as to what's really going on. Here, I want to lay it out to you as to what's really going on. Let me lay this out for you. And this brings in Hillary Clinton, and you're going to say, well, what does Hillary Clinton have to do with any of this? She has everything in the world to do with this. What I did yesterday is I got curious. I wanted to know how many people were actually following Hillary Clinton, because I noticed that not only is the state-controlled narrative handing the presidential ticket over to her for the Democratic Party, when in fact she's not even winning again, Bernie is, but I noticed the Republicans were doing the same thing. Fox News promotes Hillary more than anybody, and why wouldn't they? Fox News contributes to Hillary Clinton's foundation. What I did is I went over to Facebook. Folks, did you know that she took money from the taxpayer, over $650,000, to buy Facebook friends from Facebook? She spent taxpayer dollars on Facebook friends. Okay? Now, keep in mind there's 318 million people in this country. You know how many Facebook friends she has, friends? She has 5 million Facebook friends. A good portion of them bought and paid for. I went over to her Twitter account, speaking of Hillary Rodham Clinton. I found out that 56% of her Twitter account, which is 2 million, is completely contrived. This is a Saul Alinsky tactic. Just like Barack Hussein Obama, did you know that 70% of his Twitter account, friends, is completely false, fake, contrived out of thin air? They need to give the American people the impression they have a lot more support than what they really have. Talked about it 100 times. They don't have the support. But as long as they keep it out on CNN, where their content is all bought and paid for, from American and foreign governments, said Amber Lyon, former news anchor and award-winning journalist for CNN, it's all bought and paid for. They need to keep the impression and the delusion up to the American people that everybody's supporting them, when in fact nobody is supporting them. So now when I did that, friends, just keep in mind the support that you think they have, they do not have. Just for the record, 56% of her Twitter account is completely inactive, okay? $650,000 was bought, spent through taxpayers, reallocating your money to pay for friends on Facebook. 318 million people, and she's got 2 million followers on Twitter, where much of it is fake. And they want to paint the picture that everybody's supporting Hillary Clinton. Folks, this devil has no shame. This Jezebel, she has no shame. Neither does her adultery, drug-dealing husband. And keep in mind, there's over 147 dead bodies around the Clinton administration. So everything they do is by force. And if you haven't taken the time to listen to Carly, who's running for president right now, friends, you might want to pay attention to what she said, because I don't know that she blurted the truth out in her confusion. She meant what she said. Hillary Clinton needs to be prosecuted. She needs to be thrown in the big house. She's committed and evaded prosecution more than El Chapo. And if Sean Penn wants to interview anybody, he should be interviewing Hillary Clinton, is what she said. She's exactly right. And while most people sat back and laughed about it, they roared behind in applause following her lead. But why are the American people sitting down waiting for her to oppress the American people further? Why? Read Isaiah 3, friends, when you get a moment. Read Isaiah 3. Folks, when I went over to her Facebook, I noticed that Hillary Clinton, folks, that she actually said that her beliefs align with the Ten Commandments. Listen to this.
Beliefs align with the Ten Commandments, and if that's something that's important to you.
I am a person of faith. I am a Christian. But I do believe that in many areas, judgment should be left to God. That being more open, tolerant, and respectful of people who've had different life experiences is part of what makes me humble about my faith. I think you have to keep asking yourself, if you are a person of faith, what is expected of me, and am I actually acting the way that I should?
Folks, I want to interact in her little charade, her little circus. And I want to interject that the fact, when you line up with what she's doing, and I'm going to show you that in just a moment here, He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. That's what Scripture tells us. It also tells us that Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, not to exhibit and promote the works of the devil. Speaking of Jezebel, Hillary Rodham Clinton, I'm going to highlight this in just a couple moments. And by the way, the church's job is to enforce the law.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so what we heard, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We heard Hillary Rodham Clinton saying, I just don't think we need to be so judgmental. And she's talking about Matthew 7. And, of course, that's what the modern-day professed lack of Christianity, that's what they profess today. Thou shalt not judge. Folks, that's the whole purpose of the church. We're called to be the light of the world. The light reproves the darkness. And interestingly enough, she would use that which, and it's also interesting to note, folks, isn't it interesting when they're on the campaign trail, everybody's bringing up Jesus? They're not bringing up Muhammad. They're not bringing up any other faith, friends. Why? Because they're appealing to the 78% of the people in this country that profess their Christianity. And let me tell you something, friends, it's nothing more than a profession. And a good 77% of them. But when you go to Leviticus 26, I'm going to share something with you, and then I'm going to jump over to Matthew 7 to show you exactly what I'm talking about in the New Testament. And keep in mind, Christ fulfilled the law, Matthew 5. But this is what the Lord said. He said, if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all of these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if you, or your soul abhor my judgments, by the way, he's known by the judgments that he executes, Psalm 9, verse 17, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant. Then he starts to pronounce the curses. The whole purpose of the church is to magnify the law. That's why you have Moses on all of the Capitol buildings throughout the United States of America. That's why you have Moses on all of the state preambles, acknowledging the God of the Mosaic Institution in which we are founded upon, which is called common law. Now, going over to Matthew 7, it tells us in verse 7, or chapter 7, verse 16, it says, "You shall know them by their fruits." So the Bible's telling us, in contrast to what Jezebel just told us, Hillary Rodham Clinton, and I'm not just name-calling, friends, I'm telling you from inside information, if you think Billy Bob was bad, you haven't seen anything yet. But what was interesting is Jesus tells us in Matthew 7, we're to judge men by their fruits. So he's teaching us to judge. Matter of fact, in Matthew 7, he says, "Cast not your pearls before swine." He's teaching us judgment. Then he begins to make distinction between the false prophets and the real prophets. The real Christians from the false Christians. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. And where she steps in it, friends, every single time, is every time she opens up her mouth and there's a Christian that understands his founding documents, he can read her like an open book. She is a devil from the top to the bottom. My beliefs align with the Ten Commandments. You are a liar, ma'am. China Gate. You remember that? Bill was given information, military secrets to the Chinese. That's why he was almost impeached back in the 90s. Had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky and the 10 other women that he committed adultery with. So there was Chinagate, judging them by their fruits, Benghazi. If you haven't taken the time to see 13 Hours, friends, you need to see it. 65 times them men and women asked for help from this administration. Everything was being filmed via drone, yet nobody sent in any help. Benghazi, Whitewatergate, we have Travelgate, Filegate, Emailgate. Folks, the Clintons are running out of gates. So when Carly, just this last week, said they've evaded prosecution more than El Chapo, a drug-dealing murderer, she was telling you the exact truth. She was spot on. But you need to keep in mind that Hillary Clinton is also a Saul Alinsky disciple, just like Barack Hussein Obama. And you also need to understand that Saul Alinsky, when writing Rules for Radicals, accredited his book to the devil for the inspiration to write the book. You can cross-check me, folks. As a matter of fact, I encourage you to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Saul Alinsky disciple Hillary Clinton is a Satanist, friends, just like Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't say that. They said that. They said that publicly when they were proud to acknowledge that their disciples of Saul Alinsky, the great devil himself, the Chicago organizer, ladies and gentlemen, Saul Alinsky. How's that working out for you now, Saul? You thought you were playing games, huh, Saul? Now you're finding out otherwise. Hey, Saul, I bet somebody back in the day told you that you were playing with fire and he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. See, but your disciples on earth, they haven't learned their lesson yet. And that's why there's prophetic voices across America awakening the people to what's really going on. I wanted you to know that. Well, Bradley, why'd you bring that up? Well, we're judging Hillary Clinton by her fruit. Going back to bring forth the correlation, what does this have to do with the Oregon militia? Clinton Foundation took massive payoffs, promised Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russians, along with one-fifth of our uranium ore. Do you hear what I said? See, this is what the ranchers were trying to let you know, America. This is what the ranchers were trying to let you know, America. For those that were falling for the narrative of the state-controlled media, hook, line, and sinker, you are incorrect. They knew and they had more information that the state-controlled narrative was set to give you. Why did they have to bring swift action? Why did they have to shut this down? Why did they have to do it in such a manner? Because they wanted to set a precedent to show you that anybody that lawfully protests us and exposes us for who we are, we're going to have to deal with you. We'll even kill the spokesperson. And we'll put it on film and we'll show you exactly how we'll do it. And just think about it. The people that did it, they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So welcome to the curse, murderers. Hey, folks, what you weren't told concerning what's going on in Oregon is those ranchers wanted to let you know that the government is land grabbing and it just happened to be theirs. IntelliHub. As it turns out, there's a lot more to the story behind the Malheur Wildlife Refuge, a whole lot more. And by the way, friends, this is just the tip of the proverbial iceberg. As you may or may not know, IntelliHub reported on January 4th that the Hammonds Ranch and other ranch land surrounding the refuge sit atop a vast swath of precious metals, minerals, and uraniums that heavily desired by not only the federal government, but foreign entities as well. You starting to see what this is all about, America? You starting to look at this whole thing a little bit different, America? Than what you've been told. However, at the time of the publication, the federal government's full motive to seize the land was not yet known, other than the fact that these elements do exist in the vicinity and are invaluable. And after further investigation, more pieces of the puzzle have been put in land and in place, I'm sorry, and you're not going to believe the characters that are involved. I've already exposed one for you, friends. Hillary Clinton, investigated by the FBI, which, by the way, friends, are in many cases is the fox in the chicken coop. They're protecting those that are actually perpetuating the crimes in many cases, friends. Know your history in America. Hillary Rodham Clinton is being investigated by the FBI as she is running for the Democratic ticket in hopes of becoming the next president of the United States of America. Scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. The American people have the audacity to go to a football game or to a baseball game. Hey, folks, Hillary Rodham Clinton of the notorious Clinton crime family. If you have not seen Clinton Chronicles, I encourage you to do your homework. Watch it. You will be pulled in. Hillary and her foundation are implicated in this dastardly scheme, along with Russian state nuclear energy corporation Rosatom and a few dubious Canadian elites, which is where the news gets really bad. Rosatom is ranked number 2 globally in uranium reserves and number 1 globally for annual uranium extraction. The sheer power, strength, and size of the corporation is undeniable. Rosatom is a major power player in today's world and didn't become that way for no reason. Folks, your government is stealing land away from American ranchers to sell to foreign, namely foreign enemies, namely the Russians. Namely the Russians.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.